The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wrestling to the Max 205 live review for June 13th, 2017. And of course, if you found us, that means you either found us through W2Mnet.com or maybe you are a part of our subscription when it comes to Wrestling to the Max or the W2M Network. And if you're not subscribed yet, go do that now. It helps us and helps you as well. Rating and reviewing is not also a bad option as well. I'm Gary Vaughn, and with me is our host, Paul Leeser.
Heyo.
And Paul, we are sure hoping this session does a lot better than our SmackDown Live review. We had lots of technical problems. I was dropping out of the call like every other 5 minutes. But hey, I'm excited to be here, and I'm hoping this all works out smoothly as glass and everything goes through pretty well. So we are going to be talking about 205 Live here tonight, and of course, some of this was to fall out of Raw, and some of it I wish would have not fell out of Raw, to be honest with you, but we'll talk about that. I will let you take the reins, sir.
Let's just throw up a quick prayer to the Skype gods real fast. Dear Skype, please, 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 let us get through this show. Amen.
Yes, thank you. Oh, holy ones.
Yes. Akira Tozawa opens up the show. He's getting ready backstage, taping up. Titus O'Neil shows up, says he's managed to get him a main event match tonight against TJP, and O'Neil says that Tozawa has the potential to be the Kobe Bryant or LeBron James of Japan, and he's going to be the feature of 205 Live, and sings it's going to be Rain and Yen when Tozawa signs with him. I felt a little bit racist.
Yeah, a little bit, and also, you know, I get it, though. The reigning yin, you know, like reigning men. Yeah, I get it, Titus. Okay,
anyway. I get what he's going for sure.
Yeah, I know you do. I just think it's a little corny but funny. Yeah, but honestly, it is kind of racist. He's, like, focused on Japan. You know, this guy is in America, right? I mean, he can earn dollar bills, y'all. I'm just saying.
We are more than our roots.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, it's Titus, so he can get away with a lot of things, probably. Yeah, and this is good for the fact that this follows up from what we saw in Raw and the fact that they're really trying to get Tozawa to be a part of this whole Titus O'Neil brand. And I think at least they're keeping it in-house when it comes to Raw and 205. They're allowing him to kind of cross over, and they're still letting him kind of come over there himself, which I'm talking about Titus O'Neil, to be a part of 205. So I appreciate that. Kind of wished, you know, we see more Apollo and Tozawa interactions than we with Titus, but This works just as good. I'm okay with this. You know, we'll talk about more about it later, but I'm okay with what we saw here at the beginning.
Yeah, me too. They move right along into the next match, too. Cedric Alexander even taking on Aryo Daivari. Get about 7 minutes or so. Alicia Fox shows up on the Titantron, and she's Snapchatting with Noam Dar to try to distract Cedric. It does not work. Noam Dar is at ringside. He's Snapchatting with Alicia Fox. Cedric takes out Noam Dar. Daivari tries to roll him up. It doesn't work. He hits the lumbar check. He gets the win.
I like the match. Mm-hmm. The match itself was pretty good. I think Daivari got a lot of offense, which I really appreciated. When I saw Daivari come out, to be honest with you, Paul, I kind of thought, oh, squash match. Okay. Well, hey, there you go. At least Alexander's getting something. But you know what? I really appreciated the offense he got, and Alexander looked good himself. So, you know, there you go. They're building Daivari. We don't see Daivari a lot. You know, Daivari's a lot of backstage, a lot of things like that with Daivari, but he's not really in the ring a whole lot. So I'm very happy to see this. You're building another guy up, and having a good match with Cedric Alexander is not a bad thing. So I'm thrilled about that. Hated this whole Alicia Fox thing with Noam Dar. I hated it on Raw. It was like one of the worst things on Raw. And then you're bringing it over here to 205. Guys, we're trying to get ratings, not lose ratings on 205. Remember that. Okay. Alicia Fox is not bringing anything to the game when all she's doing is going, No. The whole time, my God. I mean, they're a little lucky I didn't fast forward to this. So anyway, I'm just saying, Paul, I hope this ends. We were praying it was over on Raw. It's apparently not. What are they doing? Where is this going to go?
I don't know. What haven't you done with this feud already that you didn't do with Rich Swann or that you didn't do before Cedric got hurt? It's over. It's done. We get it. Like, Alicia can't let go. That's fine. She needs to let go. Like, it's time. Like, move on. Have Noam Dar do something else. And let Cedric... It seems like they're trying to elevate Cedric in the main event, but he's got this dead weight stuck to him still with this feud, right? And it's just... Ugh, it's not good.
Yeah, it's really not, and this is not doing him any favors. And honestly, I think when you have someone like Alicia Fox that's tied to you, who has been in the business for a while, people know, well, you know, no name. Mm-hmm. If you're expecting her to kind of help him out, you're definitely not. The dead weight is her, and I think she's bringing him down with this feud, and I think she could be used in a better way, and I think she'd be a great addition. I think at the beginning of this whole thing that she actually did compliment him very well, but now that they're stuck on this whole Alexander feud, it's just kind of gone nowhere. I think if it's not going to go anywhere, Noam needs to let her go like he let that Pizza Hut pizza go to Gallows and Anderson. He just needs to let it fly away and just accept his loss. And that's the way I think about it. But I just have no interest in this, Paul. I don't want to see any more now. And I have a feeling we're going to see this for a little bit longer, and it's not going to be entertaining.
Yeah, I don't mind the Alicia Fox-Noam Dar pairing. I think they work fine together. This feud is done. It's over. I understand you have a smaller talent roster to work with, but you still have a couple faces who need a feud, and letting Noam Dar try to find his way around something with somebody else on the roster can only benefit you, right? I mean, you have some open slots now, and you haven't really done anything, I think, to fill them, although they do set up a couple things on this show. But keeping Noam Dar around Cedric Alexander, I don't think is the right answer.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And, you know, keeping Alicia Fox is, like you said, not a bad thing. They just got to get away from Alexander. Do some other things, you know, really build them up in a different way against some other guys. You know, hey, have Noam and Daivari have a match, and maybe, you know, some other things can take place, and we can go down a different path, and I think we'll all be happy. But right now, I'm just sick of the dumb stuff from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Moving on, Austin Aries comes out next. He's here to talk about his future on 205 Live, seeing as he was expecting to be champion after Extreme Rules and he didn't get the job done. He's going to take some time away. He has a couple injuries. He has a leg and a neck injury. And he's not yet medically cleared to wrestle. This brings out Tony Nese, who proclaims himself to be the future of 205 Live, and says Aries is the past and should really just take a seat in the front row and watch a premier athlete work. This angers Aries, who rebuttals some, and this also brings out Jack Gallagher, who believes that Tony Nese is not the future, and if it is true, that's a joke, and that Nese is no Austin Aries. And then Gallagher ends up attacking Nese with the umbrella, and looks like this is going to be something going forward. I'm okay with this. We need more Gallagher on the show. They've really dropped the ball with him, I think, since the Cruiserweight title feud with him.
Yeah, we do. And if they would not have explained that Aries, you know, needs some time off because of injuries and things like that, I think this is out of place, mm-hmm. right? I mean, because just really, does Aries need this guy to come out and save him? Not really, but this is a way to kind of transfer over the niece being angry at Aries and saying that he needs to go away because the spot is his. You know, this whole thing with Jack Gallagher coming out actually is not bad, because then these two guys can actually...
Oh, Skype gods, you've cursed us again. Why? So Gallagher... I'm really looking forward to this, right? We've seen what Gallagher can do. He managed to make a feud with Daivari entertaining. He moved on to a Cruiserweight title feud that didn't necessarily work out in his favor. And then he's just sort of been in a passenger seat sort of thing, hanging out, waiting his turn, I guess, patiently to be back in the spotlight. And here it is. I think this is two guys, and both Nese and Gallagher, who could benefit 205 Live. Nese just needs promo work. I think he's got the look. I think he's got everything they want as far as somebody on the roster goes. It's just, you know, they got to get that vehicle behind him, and this could be it. Gallagher's great and can work very well on the microphone, and is very multifaceted, even though we've only seen comedy from him. He can do other things, which, if you've ever seen his work outside of the WWE, you know that. Moving on, Rich Swann and TJP are hanging out backstage. Swann is trying to be a friend and trying to get TJP back into the right set of being TJ Perkins again, of being that good guy that he was before he fell in with Neville. And then we get a Mustafa Ali video package, which is interrupted by Drew Gulak and a campaign ad for his campaign for a better 205 Live. They're going to have a match next week, and we also see that Nice and Gallagher will face off next week, too. So, already stuff to look forward to there. See if I can get Gary back on and talk about these real fast. All right, so we're talking the Swann TJP backstage interaction and the Mustafa Ali Drew Gulak video. Mr. Gary, what do you think about those?
Okay, I'm going to talk about those, and I'm sorry. We did not sacrifice the lamb to the Skype gods.
We should have.
I know. Next time. Really quickly, I just want to say this really quick. I got to say, Tony Nese is one of my favorites on 205. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about Jack Gallagher and what they got going over there. I think this is going to give also a great chance for Tony Nese to become even more of a jerk, because he's going to beat up on a fan favorite in Gallagher, and I think it's going to be awesome. So anyway, so the video package for the whole thing with the no-fly zone, I think that's good. I think Ali comes off pretty well, but I also think that you have I'm already blanking on his name.
Drew Gulak,
thank you. Gulak also looking great. He looks like a great politician, so very happy with the video package. They set it up well. It means that they didn't have to be on 205 very long in this little package. It gives us more story. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And then TJP and Rich Swann, I kind of mentioned that whole interaction. I think Swann did a good job of kind of selling that. Hey, you know, I believe in you. We've both been Cruiserweight champions, man. You need to focus. And so I'm happy with that. I think that's an interesting interaction, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Certainly could turn into something, too, because I don't think that heel turn the heelness is over for TJP, right? He's just got to find... Yeah. Another way to get there outside of being with Neville, for sure.
He's just going to focus in a different direction than Swann wants him to.
Exactly. And that leads us to the main event. Akira Tozawa takes on TJP. About 11 minutes. Akira Tozawa gets the win with the big senton. This match is really, really solid. Lots of great back and forth work. Tozawa is just great. The crowd loves this guy. He's so easy to like. I mean, he's just a crazy, likable man who likes to scream ha. Who doesn't love that, right? And then
exactly
after the match, you have Titus O'Neil singing It's Raining Yen. Neville shows up and says he doesn't really care if Tozawa's his next man up or not, because he believes Titus is setting Tozawa up for misery and failure because he's not even close to being on the Neville level. Titus says that Tozawa just beat TJP, who, of course, is his former lackey, and his future at 205 Live, and Neville just gives him that perfect, you know, evil grin, smug, I hate you look thing that he's mastered so well.
I love it. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the match really quickly here. The match was really solid. Very happy with that. TJP, obviously, is not giving up on being a heel. It's obvious in this match. Tozawa, of course, getting the win also helps TJP realize he's going to focus the way that Neville focuses, right? To being even more evil, to do more things like, really, honestly, Neville doesn't, because that's how you get success if you want to follow that heel path. Happy with that. I think this makes sense. Of course, the 205 Live crowd loved, you know, Tozawa getting the win here. The ha-ha-ha stuff. You could see the kids in the crowd. I love it. Every time he does it, what do they pan to? Kids in the crowd. Mm-hmm. It shows it's acceptable and all that stuff. So, good stuff for Tozawa. This ending thing with Titus O'Neil and Neville worked out well, too, I think. I look at Neville coming in and really kind of stepping up there and kind of talking to Titus O'Neil to be kind of funny, because I kind of look at both those guys as heel. But in a way, Titus comes off kind of like a babyface here, because he's like taking up for Tozawa.
Right.
It's kind of odd. Like, I'm like, oh, Titus O'Neil, you just went to this whole gray area. So I think that was a good ending segment, though, because, you know, you still have Neville involved in the show, despite the fact that, guess what, he wasn't really on it. And you have Titus O'Neil kind of cap off this thing with Tozawa. So I think it makes sense, and I think they did a good job in this whole ending sequence, right, of ending in a good match and then bringing it back to what we were beginning the show with.
I completely agree with you. Tozawa is clearly the focus now since that feud with Brian Kendrick and that great no DQ match that they have is just awesome, too. Can't express enough how great that match was. And then Tozawa looks to be the guy going forward. If he doesn't do it as far as being the one to dethrone Neville, which I kind of hope he does, just sort of validate his move, they have Cedric in the wings, too, building up. So so long as they get him away, I think, from that Dar-Alicia Fox feud, because that's just going to kill whatever momentum he's building. But 205 Live is very... It's slowly trying to figure out the formula, right? Like, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but... They're certainly getting some things right and taking their bumps along the way of trying to figure out what's not working.
Yeah, they are. And I think they're also trying different formulas and things like you're saying here that will apparently keep the crowd interested or maybe get some feedback from the fans to find out exactly what formula that is working the best. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's fine. That's what they need to do. I think still people are missing out on 205 Live. And they just don't understand that there is some quality stuff available for you to check out on that show. It's just, you know, you got to give it a chance. And so right. Hopefully the way they're doing things and building on what they're doing will give people an incentive to watch these shows. So there you go.
Yeah, that's 205 Live for the week.
All right, guys. Well, that is it. We appreciate everybody that came in and checked this out, of course. We just want to let you guys know we did a SmackDown Live review also tonight, so make sure you go check that out if you haven't already. Also, just to let everybody know, if you did not hear, we are going to be doing a pay-per-view review for Money in the Bank Sunday night, so you may want to go and head and subscribe to Wrestling of the Max or the W2M Network if you have not already, because not only are we going to do that review show, but we'll also have Wrestling Unwrapped doing a review show themselves that night. You don't want to miss either show. Both of them are going to have different perspectives and a lot of interesting things, so make sure you go check out those. Make sure you go check out WTMNet.com. And yeah, I think that'll pretty much do us for tonight. Make sure you come check out the predictions we'll have on episode 251 of Wrestling of the Max Part 2 on Thursday night. Of course, Friday morning on the download if you want to get all our predictions for the pay-per-view on Sunday, Money in the Bank. So there you go, guys. Thanks a lot for checking us out, and we will catch you guys down the road.
Have a good one, guys.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.